Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Yesterday, if not even this morning or this afternoon, the storyline was becoming, hey,
they're getting healthy.
Injuries, things are getting, you know, getting better.
As good as it's been in a while is phrasing that I think both Sal and myself used yesterday.
Almost one of Joe Buck's pet phrases, by the way. He loves to say, as good as it gets.
Mm. Yes,
instead of saying, like, this player is the best.
He says that a lot.
He says, like, it's kind of safer. He might say it 10 times a game. Something or somebody is as good as it gets. So definitely don't listen for that, or else you'll become like me. Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. Christian Benford shows up, A, on the injury report, B, reportedly in a walking boot. Sal, what do you know?
Yeah, that's right. He's on the injury report as limited with a toe injury. He was not on the injury report yesterday. Earlier today, he was at practice and, you know, just like normal practicing,
right?
And nothing seemed, different. And then after practice, I did not see him in a walking boot. Several of my colleagues did. Matt Perino tweeted it. I know Elena Getzenberg as well. Nick Sabato, those are the ones I saw tweeted that they saw him in a walking boot in the locker room. I think Elena said he walked off on his own or out. But yeah, I mean, what? It's crazy. Every week it seems like something like this is happening.
Right. So, I mean, do you have any, it's all guesswork. You know, you have a chance to talk to this guy. McDermott will talk to you tomorrow morning on Extra Point. Maybe we'll get some more detail. Is there such a thing as like a precautionary walking boot?
It'll be a PWB.
Could it just be like, you know, he's a little sore. We just want to make sure he doesn't bump it on the, I don't know. I'm just trying to find any kind of positive in this because, man, it just sounds like what lousy timing. I'm asking you yesterday, you think they'll have him travel with Diggs and now he's in a boot?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the same boat, buddy. I mean, sure, it could always be something that just happened, precautionary, make sure that you don't, you know, slip on the ice on the way home, right? You know what I mean? To make it worse. Something like that. But last time this happened, we were talking about Ed Oliver. I'm like, it could be anything. And then he missed several weeks. So that was earlier in the season before he had his biceps injury, by the way.
Right.
So sure, anything could be possible here. Just going to have to wait till tomorrow morning during the Extra Point show to find out from Sean McDermott what he says about Christian Benford. But if they lose Christian Benford for this game, that is a massive blow, obviously. I mean, this is a really good passing attack with a really good young quarterback, and the Bills had problems covering Stephon Diggs last time, and not that Benford would be on Diggs necessarily. We just talked about that. It looks like that would be, he'll be more in the slot. That'll be Taron Johnson, but Keyshawn Booty and the rest of their group, Pop Douglas. I mean, they have receivers that can, you know, that can do a nice job, and it would be really not ideal for the Bills to not have Christian Benford. And oh, by the way, they only have three boundary corners on their active roster right now. They, you know, if they want to go into a game with three, that's one thing. That's Benford, Max Harrison, and Trey White. But Dane Jackson could get called up, you know, to Corey Couch, MJ Devonshire. They just signed to the practice squad, but right now they only have three.
Yeah, insert maybe the importance of losing Jamarcus Ingram.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, the way they did, or the week before, whenever that
Bulldog,
was.
Bulldog, just salt in the wounds.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just spitting facts.
MJ. Or the importance of Darius Slay deciding not to report.
Right, right, precisely. Right. That whole episode cost them a corner.
It's all connected.
That's right.
One who had a, you know, familiarity with the system, one who I think they thought was going to be an upgrade over the guy that had familiarity with the system. That's why they tried to switch him one for one, and of course, that didn't work.
Can I dare to pose this question here, like the walking boot, would you be willing to sort of pontificate on the walking boot, what it connotes, what it sort of probably means? Do they have, by the way, like a whole wall of walking boots left and right for each shoe size on the team? Like what is the walking boot?
Well, again, it's very tough to, you know, I don't want to speculate. I don't know. Right. I don't know what's wrong with them. I think it'd be irresponsible on my part to do that. I would say this, though. I'm going to read what Elena wrote. Elena Getzeberg, ESPN.com, because I thought it was interesting. She had the word short for short walking boot. She said, Bill's Christian Benford had a short walking boot put on his left foot in the locker room today, walked out on his own.
Oh, it's worse than
so
I thought.
That's different than a long walking boot, apparently.
It's worse than I thought. Now, there's a short wall and a long wall of walking boots. Maybe these things are really one size fits all. I don't know, but short walking.
Group. I'm going to retweet Lance Lasowski from the news has a photo of what he says is similar to what Benford was witnessed in. So I'm just going to send that out there.
Great, there you go.
Just okay. So people can see it. It looks like a really rugged sandal. What I would say this thing.
Okay, I'm gonna read his tweet though. You can do it too. If you want to read his tweet, I think it's very
sure.
And again, I just want to be clear. I did not see Christian Benford in a walking boot today. Okay, I was not there at that time.
Right.
But so I want to make sure that I'm giving credit to the people putting it out there, because my colleagues are putting the work out there and the reporting, and I want to make sure that we are being accurate.
Right.
So go ahead.
Here's what Lance Lasowski writes. For those who need a visual, as close as anyone has sent, of the medical shoe worn by Benford after practice. He was walking fine. Assume it's a precaution, but you can read more, and then I don't have the rest of it open here.
So he called it a walking shoe, and it does look more like a shoe than a boot to me, by the way.
Yeah, that's why I went with like rugged sandal.
Yes.
Listen, you two.
I'm sending that out there into the world, just trying to do my part. Thank you, Lance, for the photo.
Rugged sandals. That's a team name. That's a future team name. Medical shoes. Well, I don't know. How about this, Sal? Again, we're speculating, and I'm not trying to put you in a, you know, a difficult place. He was back out there, right? Like, if he had some sort of a serious thing, maybe he wouldn't have been back on the field today.
What do you mean?
No, with the assumption is he got hurt today at practice.
But then he went back.
We get to watch the beginning of practice, and then we leave. And then the after practice is when he was seen with it, and he was listed as limited, which means something happened at practice, probably.
And he left
practice. And he left practice or didn't finish it.
I was thinking that he was back out watching in the boot, but okay.
No, I think that these people saw him.
No,
the
media doesn't go back in until practice is over.
Right.
Okay.
Got it. We good.
MJ Devonshire signed maybe yesterday. Who's he, and is he somebody who might be like next up if Benford is out?
Bills like their guys from Pitt, don't they? They're another Pitt defensive back here. He started his college career at Kentucky. He's been on a few different NFL teams since entering the NFL as a seventh round draft pick in 2024 by the Raiders. He's a guy that I believe that has some, you know, special teams ability. You would think that, you know, a late round DB, usually those are guys who are going to be able to do that. And I think if I have to go back and look, he also had some return ability, but nothing like necessarily you want to, you know, hang your hat on. But yeah, you probably a guy that you're just you're hoping that you can get him up to speed in your system. And if he has to, you know, play at some point, then so be it. But man, I don't know. Right now, you're probably looking at another Pitt guy. To me, Dane Jackson next up. Like, to me, that would be the next. I think Dane has two elevations, so he has one more left. So if something were actually to be, you know, concerning about Benford playing on Sunday, then by Saturday at 4 p.m., you'd probably see Dane Jackson as the next guy elevated.
Okay. What about what this would mean to this particular matchup, if we haven't said that already here in enough depth? Like, if I'm the Patriots, if I'm anybody playing the Bills, what I want to be able to do first is run it. I mean, I've seen other teams have a lot of success doing that. I want to try that. And I've got a quarterback here. This is maybe like playing what the Bills – or sorry, what playing the Bills is like, where they want to run the ball, but if they can't and they still have Josh Allen either way who can do, you know, great things. Maybe that's New England to an extent as well. You take Benford off the field. I mean, Benford didn't have a great start to the season, but he had a great year last year and has had a couple of huge plays lately. Do you think that would or should affect how the Patriots sort of plot out this game offensively?
I think the Patriots are who they are. A team that wants to run the ball in, you know, kind of first and foremost is their identity, but they are absolutely willing to put the ball in the hands of their young quarterback, take shots, and man, they throw the ball down the field. They do. I ran across a stat the other day that I tweeted out. You guys want to, I don't know if you saw my tweet or not. You want to guess the top three teams in the NFL on 20 or more yard passing plays this year?
Oof. I did see this. The Bills are second or third?
Bills are first with the Rams. They're tied. Now,
it's
the reason I bring this up
is a lot of rack yards, though.
Yes, that's right. It's a lot of yards after catch. The Bills' depth of target is less than 8, but they lead the league basically in yards after catch. I think they lead the league. The Patriots' depth of target is over 9, and they don't have as much yards after catch. It's two totally different ways to get there, but the Patriots throw the ball down the field. They try to throw over the top of you, and they have guys that they can throw it to, and Pop Douglas is one, and Butte is one, and Mac Hollins can get involved. Stephon Diggs can get involved. They love to do that. They're going to take their shots, guys, with or without Christian Benford. With Christian Benford, they'll take their shots. It's just what they do.
Right.
It's who they are. They do want to lean on you in the run game. I do think that Travion Henderson is becoming more of the guy that they realize is better for them, but they still give the ball to Ramondre Stevenson quite a bit. But Henderson's the guy that's more explosive. He's not the, you know, 4 yards in a cloud of turf pellets, right? I mean, he is – that is Ramondre Stevenson mostly, whereas Henderson's the guy that's going to have the explosive ability. So to me, it's a team that wants to kind of – grind you out, and then hit a big play in some capacity.
The Bills have 12 players who have gone for more than 20 yards on a pass play this year. And that just blows my mind. This really does mess with me. Curtis Samuel is one. He has a 21-yard catch. Ty Johnson for 52. That's the Bucs game, right? I mean, Palmer, who I barely remember, 45-yard catch. Shavers, I mean, that's
Jackson
also
Hawes
the Bucs
should have
game.
One in the opener, right? Jackson Hawes.
Jackson Hawes for 29 in the opener. Yeah, this is Elijah Moore. See you later. 31.
Nice.
That's really interesting. Because what are we always – I mean, it's great to point this out because we're always talking about how they can't do what they can't do offensively, which is maybe to some extent incorrect because of receivers and their ability to separate downfield. Even – Keon Coleman has a 35-yard catch to join this list, so that's really good.
I think that might even be the one in the opener, too, where he almost broke it at the end, but who knows.
Okay.
But yeah, so the Rams and the Bills each have 50 20-plus-yard passing plays this year, and the Patriots have 49, and they're in third place. Interestingly, the Bills also lead the NFL with one 40 or more-yard pass play allowed. That's it. So this is really interesting, like the way the Bills play. The Bills don't allow explosives, not 20, but 40. The Bills don't allow explosives, like that kind of explosive. The Bills have had one 40-yard pass against them. It's actually exactly 40 yards. Don't ask me to remember it. I can't right now. But it was a 40-yard pass play against them. And every other team has more than one. The Bills lead the league.
Wow. I was going to guess Waddle, but that's 38 as I look at that box score from the
I don't know. I'd have to go back and
Miami
look. It's
game.
A good question.
Sal Capaccio on the West Her hotline. What do you like in this matchup for the Bills on offense? You know, what you studied on New England defensively.
Yeah.
What is there a certain edge you like the most?
I do. I think that just over the last few weeks, because New England has lost Milton Williams, they have been susceptible against the run, and it's the Bills' strength. So why wouldn't they lean into that? I think the Bills should want to and might have some ability to run the ball here. Since Milton Williams has gone out, he's missed two games. But even if you go past before that, you go back to their game against Tampa. That is, you know, four games ago. They have allowed 5.4, 5.0, 5.2, and then 4.1 yards per rushing per game last week against the Giants. But three of their last four games, they've allowed over 5 yards a carry. And Milton Williams was actually in the lineup for a couple of those, but he has missed the last couple of games. Yeah, I think the Bills have an ability to run here.
Week 11, he left early. And that
there you go. That's what it is.
Right. So, yep. Yeah, and I think conversely, Sal, I'm sorry, Mike asked you about Bills on offense, so we should fill that out, but I just had one other thought on the Bills' run defense.
Well, let me just say, so offensively, I do think this is a heavy personnel, Jackson Hawes, James Cook game. You're on the road. You know, the communication's going to be a little tough, so do what you do best. Run the ball. Make it like you did at Carolina, trying to just take the will from them right away. Make it like you did in Pittsburgh. Go on the road, run the ball. To me, that's the edge that you have in this game. And if you can do that, then you're going to be able to open up the things that Josh Allen's able to do and throw the ball a little bit.
We all know the Bills have had games where their run defense has just been putrid, right? But the last one of those is Week 11, Tampa, when they Sean Tucker 200 yards. They just he didn't have 200 yards, but as a team they had 200 yards in that game. But Houston was just barely over 100 as a team in a loss for the Bills, and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati barely did anything on the ground. Do you think Shaq Thompson has fixed that for them and like everyone else around him? If kind of their tackling's been better? You mentioned, I think, one of these weeks how few missed tackles they had in an entire game. And I think even maybe the Pittsburgh game, they had four missed tackles for the game. I remember plays where they had four missed tackles from earlier in the year. So they've tightened things up there. Is that bankable, you think? Because I'm not as worried about New England gashing them on the ground as I would have been, coming off the Miami and Tampa games back-to-back. It was like, oh, my gosh, I'm in a crisis here.
Yeah, I mean, New England's going to want to run the ball, and, the Bills did miss a bunch of tackles in that game, if you remember.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That was a theme coming out of that game, the tackles they missed. I just think sometimes it's just, you get through the season and you're going to have games where that happens. You're going to have games where you're much better at it. And hopefully what they've been able to do last couple of weeks carries over, especially against the Steelers. I think last week's a little different. You're playing in the snow and all that. Wasn't really a kind of ground and pound game. And the Bills did a good job against the run last week. That's the thing that I'm encouraged about. I think the Bills, are much better against the run lately. And a lot of that is Shaq Thompson. We've talked about that. I think they're also using base personnel more, guys. In fact, there's some analytics on it that they have used base personnel more this year. They're using three linebackers more against teams. And this is probably a game where they're going to do that. I think the Patriots, they're not going to go and spread you out all over the place all the time. So the Bills probably counter with some base personnel. And they have to be better at tackling than they have been. And they have been better at tackling and need to continue that. And, yeah, we'll see if they can, you know, make sure they get guys on the ground and not give. What hurt the Bills, I think, last time against the Patriots was like a lot of those, like, kind of pitch and catch. You know, Stephon Diggs for 6 yards, right? And there's Hunter Henry. And you get in these short yardage situations. And then they hit you with a big one. And it's just tough to get off the field when you're living life like that.
Top five longest pass plays this year against the Bills, just in. Fifth, Mike Gesicki. 37.
Mm-hmm.
Four, Waddle, 38. Two players tied for second at 39. Zay Flowers and Drake London. And the only man to get to 40, which was on the number, 40 yards, Hollywood Brown. There's your top five against the Bills this year. Sal,
Oh, that was the busted play from left to right.
Brown. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he sort of caught it standing still deep in Bills territory, right? He was just sort of out there.
And the Bills held him to a field goal, I think it was, after they Benford touched him at the one or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Far be it for me to remember anything from any Bills-Chiefs regular season game. I strain to do so.
Can't be bothered.
Sal, I like to think you have some respect for me. Maybe when I tell you that Bruce Smith never intercepted a pass, you might have gone into social settings and relayed that bit of trivia. It happens to be wrong. I apologize for the mistake. He had two interceptions. So hopefully you didn't get yourself into any trouble relaying
my friend Mike said he
erroneous
never had any.
Statistic. Yeah. Yes.
No. Thank you for telling me. In fact, tonight I might use this. I'll be the MC for the annual Trench Trophy Awards Banquet, which is given to the best high school football lineman in Western New York. So it's offensive and defensive linemen. This is a great antidote because we talk about linemen and how rough and tough and run game and protection and all that. And this is a great antidote about, hey, you know, Bruce Smith even had two interceptions and look at AJ Epenesa and what he's doing. I mean, you know,
right.
You could be very versatile on the line. So
well, it's
I
a good
it.
Thing we got the correction in because you might have mentioned that Bruce never had any.
It got it just in.
You just got it in time, Mike. Yeah.
Bruce Smith had a pick. Now, when I was corrected yesterday, and I'm grateful for this. My friend Andy also remembered this one play at the Jets where he tipped a pass, like 93 maybe. He tipped a pass and then caught it, like as he was maybe, you know, just tipped it in the air to himself, basically. It was a great play.
Right, Epenesa's had a couple like that.
And then, so 93 and 94, those seasons, Bruce Smith had one interception each. I'm in here yesterday like, oh, why didn't he just sort of pick a game not that important and just make it his point to maybe that was the Jets. Maybe that's what he did because it was the Jets.
I think I may have said when we were talking about this, he should have tried harder. I feel bad about that.
We feel bad about everything. Rugged sandals, medical shoes, short boots, long boots.
I don't want to feel bad about asking you. I have a very important question to ask you, Mark.
All right.
Okay? Oh, boy. Fantasy.
So you know this has to be fantasy football related. It is playoff week.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up Mike Evans. He was on the waiver wire. Should I start him before tonight's game?
Over whom?
It would most likely be Xavier Worthy.
Yes.
Okay.
I would.
Because I think that's the bottom of the – that would be the cutoff list for me.
We're on the heels of Amon-Ra St. Brown supposedly going to miss time and then showing up against Dallas. What a player against Dallas and going 8 for 90. You just hate – this isn't – he's not St. Brown anymore, Evans. But, you know, there's two kinds of people maybe, two kinds of fantasy players. The kind that would be nervous about – is he ready? Is he a decoy?
There was a game, wasn't it, last year that he came back and left pretty early.
Well, I doubt that's the plan, though.
I know. I'm just saying, like, he got dinged, and that, it was like, oh, I, you know, can't be re-injured, whatever the injury was, and had to leave. So
I think
there's always that danger.
There is. That can be anybody. I think of St. Brown as an example because I think, like, Evans is sort of in that camp where the guy, this is Mike Evans,
right?
I'm coming back. It's prime time.
And they need to win. Yeah.
They need to win, right? It's Atlanta. Could be a shootout. Yeah. Cousins went for 500 yards last year against that team. Like, this could be a fun pinball kind of game. So I'd play him, not over everybody, but I'd play him over Worthy.
Okay.
Good luck.
You got it.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sal. There's Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
See, the thing here, though, is when you give someone start-sit advice, it has to work.
Yeah.
This is one of those where if it does, whatever. Yeah. If it doesn't, you told me. Sal wouldn't necessarily say this, but other people would remember it, having heard it. That, you know. But I just always like to put it a certain way, that I would do it. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I would do it.
This game I'm thinking of last year had to be a night game, too, because there's no way I was just sitting around watching Tampa on a Sunday. Just solely watching Tampa on a Sunday. And I think he maybe even caught a touchdown and got hurt on the play.
That was a different game.
Okay.
That was Baltimore game.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
The game in Atlanta that went off was an overtime game, and Cousins, everybody went off in this game, and my buddies somehow managed to lose a parlay it was a terrible beat. Like, somebody needed one more catch or one more yard, and like somehow it didn't happen, even though the game went on forever.
Right. Maybe Cousins have a really efficient last second drive to tie it to force the overtime. I remember a drive last year with him in Atlanta that was just one of the, it was just like, bing, 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 20 seconds, they're down the field. Or something close to that.
Yeah. They won 36-30. Cousins, who were getting tonight, 42 for 58 for 509-4. Evans, a mere 5 for 62 and 2. Time for a break. 803-0550 for your calls. We'll be looking for your thoughts going through next hour. Paul joins us, Paul Hamilton, at 6 on the Sabres. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.